This
is
Expression FM.
Well, the idea is I've been in Exeter for the last 3 years now, and the music scene here is not very good at all. And Exeter doesn't seem to attract so many of the kind of new, more upcoming bands. So the idea behind it is to bring some of the UK's biggest new bands to Exeter and incorporate it into a club night.
So do you feel like Exeter has currently got anything like that, or not really?
I think it's a bit of a niche here, especially with so many house nights on at the moment. I don't think there is very much like this in Exeter at the moment at all.
So what are your hopes for Kink?
How we look at the bands is we look at whether they've got EPs coming or releases or anything like that. It's very much like how Alt-J played in Exeter last year, and this was just before they got big, and no one really went to see them. But now obviously Alt-J, you know, they won the Mercury Prize and everything, and everyone's like, oh god, I wish I went to see them. That's very much the type of bands that we're trying to get. We're trying to get the ones that are just starting to play on the radio, just kind of working their way up to becoming a big national name, and they're the ones that we hope to bring here.
So how do you know, or how do you sense if a band is going to get big and get successful?
I suppose this is why social media and the internet and everything has been very useful for music, because obviously you can see the trending bands. There are things like Hype Machine, for example, that is a blog aggregator, so you can tell who's talking about what bands. So for example, the support band that we have for our launch night on the 9th of October was number 4 on Hype Machine a few weeks ago, which means it was the 4th most talked about piece of music to be put on the internet in the last month or so.
How do you go about actually making these bookings? How do you actually book Mousy?
I've had a bit of experience in the past booking bands. I've set up and run Blanket Records and Blanket Promotion, and we put, for example, on Lucy Rose at the Lemon Grove a few months ago, which was great. But it's things like that. It's hard to book bands, but I don't know. I think it comes through experience. It's not an indie night. We're trying to get the best bands of every genre who are kind of upcoming into the cavern.
So is there potential then for a good up-and-coming student band maybe to get involved with you guys?
We've pretty much just really focused on quality. So, for example, if there is a really good quality student band in Exeter, then we won't hesitate to put them on to support one of the bands. But it all comes down to the management of said big bands.
So what kind of vibe are you expecting from your launch night on the 9th?
So Mousy is it's pop pretty much, it's pop music, but it's very good pop music. It's kind of like synth electronica pop, so vibe, I'm not too sure really. It's hard to predict, but we're really excited, to be honest. We just want to see who comes.
If you could book any act in the world and put them on anywhere in the world, who would you book and where would you put them on?
Oh. This is what is quite exciting for me. The band that is unconfirmed on the 6th of November is my favourite band. This is why I think the attraction of the cavern's really good, because it's great to see the band, which is great, and in a small, like, kind of intimate venue. That, pretty much.
Well, that sounds pretty much like you're living the dream.
87.7 Expression FM. Expression FM.